Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 214, season 9. Today's date is April 23rd, 2023. And welcome to the show. On today's program, I will talk about Record Store Day, which actually happened yesterday on April 22nd. That's an annual event where independent record stores have their big sales, and a lot of people line up to buy vinyl or cassettes or 8-track, whatever. 8-track, yeah, I know I said that. Sorry. But mostly it's vinyl. Yeah, it's mostly vinyl, vinyl records. And they're hugely popular right now. Also, I'll talk about record stores that have vanished in the Chicagoland area, and I'll talk about my memories of those stores that are completely gone. Okay. Right now I will do a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Yes Laundry Detergent and Fabric Softener. Oh boy. And here's a commercial from 1986. Now, when I play the commercial, you would recognize the man that's speaking. You probably will. If you don't, I will reveal it at the end of the commercial when I come back. Okay, this will be a lot of fun. I just love guessing games. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
Roy!
Uh-huh?
Eek, you have a laundry detergent that cleans and softens.
Yes.
It really cleans and softens.
Yes.
Does it control static clean?
Yes.
Pour it right on stains?
Yes.
Works in all temperatures?
Yes.
What is it?
Yes.
Oh, it's called Yes.
Yeah.
Well, where is it?
We're all out.
Manager?
Can one detergent really do all that? The answer is
yes.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Yes Laundry Detergent and Fabric Softener. The man who spoke in the commercial is none other than actor Richard Mall, who played Bull Shannon on the TV sitcom Night Court. One of my favorite shows from the 80s. He was hilarious. His real name was Aristotle Nostradamus Bull Shannon. He played the bailiff on the show. And I also liked him as he did the voice of Harvey Dent, Two-Face, on the Batman, the animated series. He was great in that. He's a tall guy. He's a really tall guy. And they have the new Night Court out now. John Larroquette returned as Dan Fielding, but as a public defender, not a district attorney. But I don't know if the others will come back. I know Harry Anderson died. Let's see. Marky Post died. Charles Robinson died. So the only one that's left is him, I guess. I don't know if he'll return. He might make a cameo, make an appearance, but they have a new cast. And I've seen a couple of the shows. It's funny, but it's great that John Larroquette returned because he's a wonderful man, wonderful actor, and he's also hilarious. As for the laundry detergent for Yes, that came out about late 70s, 78, 79, and then it lasted throughout the 80s. You know, I don't know if my mom bought this product. I think she did. She bought it one time. Well, not one time, a few times she did. And then it just disappeared, went off the market. So that's a shame. You know how products are, especially laundry detergents. Some have come and gone. Yeah, that's how it is. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned that I will talk about Record Store Day, or also record stores that have vanished in the Chicagoland area. Before I get started, I want to mention something. Last night I went to they have this every year, the unofficial Bogan High School party where I went to high school. And it was a lot of fun. I took a video of that, just part of it. And a lot of people are wondering, what is this? And they're asking, what is this? And where was it held? And I told them, it's just a reunion party for all classes that graduated from Bogan High School that was located on 79th Street and South Pulaski Road on the southwest side of Chicago. And I've been going every year, pretty much. I didn't go last year because I was in the hospital. I was released. Actually, I was released from the hospital. I was too weak to go, so that was a shame. But I did go to last night. I didn't do much. I did a little walking, but I sat down most of the time because I'm still suffering from fatigue, from the medication. So I want to apologize to whoever's listening to me, who was at the party. I didn't want to be antisocial. I was when I stood up, but I was just tired, but I'm glad I went. They had pizza, it was good, and it was great to see everyone from my class of 1981. There's some pictures on Facebook, which have been posted now. I looked at a couple, so I'm gonna look at them later after I'm done with the show. And it was funny. And one funny incident happened. I was at the bar and I was getting a drink. There was a woman sitting in the bar with a couple of men, and she looked at me, and she took out her finger and she says, "Whoa, you! It's Vanished Chicagoland." And they said, "Yeah, it's me." Oh, and she goes, "Oh, I love your page. I love what you do. I love your podcast." That was nice. I never met this woman. She went to the same high school as I did, but that's great. I appreciate that, and I get compliments from people. That's not my main reason. I'm scared. I'm sorry. This is not my main reason for going to events, just to be recognized. I just be myself. I just want to have a good time. I would like to talk to people. That's what I did, when I saw my friends that were graduating the same class as me. We just talk and reminisce. They do bring up the subject of that, and they tell me, "I love what you do." And I said, "Thank you." And that's that. And that's it. And they ask me what's next on my podcast or keep going. And they ask me, keep it going. And I intend to do so. It's wonderful, but it takes them a little while to recognize for people to recognize me. A lot of people have too much to drink. Once they calm down, and then they just focus on me. Now they recognize me. I was very loud too, so there was dancing and all that. But I had a wonderful time. I had a good time. It was nice to see everyone. I wish more people came. I wish I did, especially for my class, So they'll have another one next year, as always. I don't know at the same place. I've been told, but I hopefully yes, maybe not. That's up to them. Okay. So right now we're going to talk about Record Store Day. Now, Record Store Day started a long time ago. I don't know when exactly it did. So it's like that's about mostly it's like vinyl records, and people went and they have big sales from independent record stores, and there are not that many around in Chicago and also elsewhere. I believe they do this in England too. or maybe some other parts of the world. And people line up and they get the latest final records, probably from the latest artists or even past artists, you know. Because I've been told, you know, I said this before, and a lot of people have bought record players. I'm sure they have. I don't think they kept their old ones because they probably don't work. And then also they have their old records, and I guess they're still playing. They're functional. We don't know. So that's very nice. That's very special, because when I was a kid, I owned a few albums myself, you know, vinyl. I bought a few 8-tracks, also cassettes, compact discs. I still have my compact disc collection. I don't know if compact discs will come back. I've heard they might. We'll see. But vinyl is here to stay, and it's wonderful. And a new generation have discovered them. Oh, and that's been going on for, I don't know, about 10 years, and they love it. They really do. They prefer that. They've preferred the physical media instead of the cloud or the, you know, the download or your Apple Music. It's convenient, you know, but they want to hold something. And album covers have beautiful artwork. They still do. And, you know, like in the old days, like in the 70s, they were awesome. They were just gorgeous, you know, and eye-catching. Also iconic, like, for example, like Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, where you have the prism with a rainbow like that. I don't really remember my first album. I don't remember the first album record I bought. Not exactly. But I do remember the earliest one. And that was, when I lived in the Ashburn neighborhood in 1974, when I moved there from Roseland. There was a record store nearby. I mentioned this, the record store before. It was Cruisin' Music, located on 79th Street and Springfield Avenue on the corner, right across the street from Bogan High School. I used to hang out there when I was a teenager. I used to go there to browse, you know, and they had the music surveys. Not only sold records, they sold 8-tracks, cassettes, maybe CDs, maybe later they did. I don't remember because I didn't go there after the 80s, just during high school. They still had the black lights and also the paraphernalia for, you know, for like the bongs or like the wrapping paper for, you know, to smoke weed. They did that. I remember the display like that. It's kind of cool. Also, they had cheap t-shirts, concert t-shirts that were hanging on the, you know, hanging on the ceiling or like on a hanger like that. I might do a podcast episode about that. That's kind of cool. And I remember the first album was not from one artist. It was a compilation album. That means like it was different artists from with different songs. It was from K-Tel, called The Hit Machine. If you remember K-Tel, I think I did a podcast episode of that, I believe, if you could find it. And I ran home and I played it, and I used to play that songs all the time. The songs that stood out the most when I played was Linda Ronstadt and the Bellamy Brothers. Like that, and I don't really remember the other artists. So that was kind of cool. That was very cool. Now the earliest album I remember, I got this as a gift in eighth grade for my graduation, was Kansas, the album Overture, that they play their famous song "Carry On, Wayward Son." The reason that I wanted that, I saw some other kid have this, and I said, "Well, why don't I get that one?" I heard the songs on the radio, and they're a cool band, and she said, "Yes, I'll buy it for you." Okay, so she got it for me, and that was a girl that I walked with during the graduation ceremony. And like I said, she bought it for me for a gift, and I think I have it still. I think my brother has it. I think. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time. It's possible. Also, another memory of this wasn't my first album. It's one of my brothers. So it's Casey and the Sunshine Band, and also Peter Frampton, with the Pink album. That's we all know that one. The double album that was one of the most popular albums of all time in during the 70s. That's kind of cool. And so back then, even earlier than in the 50s and the 60s, or even earlier than then, people collected records, 45s, 33, 78s. They have a record collection. You can still find them in stores. You can, if you're lucky, or you can find them on eBay. You could do that as well, or Amazon. You have a good bet that you could find them on eBay, but I'd rather go to a store that sells them, and you'd browse. And they still have stores in Chicago that do that. They provide the record. They have all these LPs and EPs, that are, stocked, and labeled. That's kind of cool. Okay. Right now, I'm going to play a commercial of. For Rose Records, and I found this. Yeah, luckily, I found this the other day, and it's from 1993. Yes, and the artist that's featured is named Sheep on Drugs. I never heard of him. When I come back after the commercial, when I come back, I'll explain. And yeah, so the commercial's from 1993, and I'll play it right now. And when I come back, I will talk about the stores that have vanished from the Chicagoland area. It's not a long list, but I'll use it on the top of my head. Okay, so sit back and enjoy. Thank you, everyone.
Rose Records, Chicago's original music stores.
Sheep on Drugs.
It's the Sheep on Drugs' greatest hits. Sale price at $10.99 CD, featuring Motorbike, Track X, and her latest release, 15 Minutes of Fame.
Dream on.
It's the Sheep on Drugs' greatest hits. Sale price at Rose Records for only $10.99 CD. And catch Sheep on Drugs live on stage at the China Club September 24th.
Rose Records, Chicago's original music stores.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Rose Records that featured Sheep on Drugs. I looked online and found out who they were. They were a group from England. They were a techno music group, and they were founded by two men. Members were Lee Fraser, Johnny Borden, and past members, there was Duncan X. He was also known as King Duncan. He's the one who sang. And they met in 1988, and they named it Sheep on Drugs. I don't know if they're still performing. I never really heard of this group, I guess. I guess they were popular, but they played in clubs mostly. Probably do a few concerts. That's good. I'm glad I discovered this. Rose Records had a commercial. So we'll get to Rose Records right now. The other day, I posted a photo of Rose Records. This is on the internet all over the place, and I have posted it before. And that one was located at 3259 North Ashland Avenue on the north side. And it's one of my most popular posts, as always. But they do remember the store on Wabash Avenue in the Loop in Chicago. And you can find pictures of that. And they had one photo of like people lining up for concerts. I think it was one for Bruce Springsteen, when he was big back then in the 80s, like that sort of thing. I remember I did visit that store one time when I worked downtown during the 80s. I think it was right near Crocs and Bertano's bookstore, one of my favorite bookstores of all time, and one of my favorite places to visit in the Loop. You know, I sure do miss that place, and so do a lot of people. Anyway, so I think it was called Rose Discount Shops or Stores early days. I think they had two locations downtown. I think one was, of course, the Wabash Avenue location, and the other one was, I think, Washington Street or Madison. I don't remember. And then it expanded to the other parts of the city and in the suburbs, and then it just took off. And then it went out of business about late 90s. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I don't know exactly sure, but maybe someday I'll talk about that store exclusively on a podcast episode and get more information. Other stores that I can think out of my top of my head was the Flipside. Posted a picture of that. I didn't see any on the south side where I grew up. They were mostly on the north side. One was on Foster Avenue. And then they expanded to other parts of the city as well. And in the suburbs, someone said Hoffman Estates or Palatine. And that was in business for quite a while. They had a warehouse store, I think, by Lincolnwood, Illinois, I think, like that. And that went out of business as well. Let's see, for the top of my head. Oh, well, first I started on the south side. Of course, there was Cruiser Music, records and tapes. That's where I hung up at high school. Let's see what else. Also at Fort City, they had it at Peacock. There was a record store. I forgot the name of it. I can't think of the top of my head. Video Village, I think it was called. I'm not sure. Also, because department stores had record department, they had the record department. Like, for example, Woolworths had one. Montgomery Ward, JCPenney, I think, maybe, yeah. Weebles, of course. I remember they had, I ran into a girl one time I went to high school with, and she bought the latest Led Zeppelin album when I was in high school. And I ran into her and said, "Hi, you born in Led Zeppelin? Yeah, I bought this album. I want to listen to it. That's great." That was I don't think it was their latest one. No, probably the earliest one. But she had, I remember it was beautiful. You know, like with the plastic wrap and all that. Other department stores have it, like Polk Brothers. They also had that too. Lots of stores. Lots of stores, indeed. There were so many. Let's see what else. There was a record store that was downtown. It was like in the early days called Hudson Ross. And that was where it was located on Randall Street. It was in business for, I think, during the 60s. That, I don't know if they had the ones where you go into a booth and you listen, and you listen in with your headphones and you sample. That's what they did. I think like when I was, when you're listening, in the old days, you used to have the headphones and they were there and you would select, you press a button and you listen to the latest artists. They did that. Okay. Let's see what else, other record stores. There was Tower Records. They had one on Clark Street. That I went frequently was located in Schaumburg, right near where I used to work at American Express Travel. I used to go there after work. Sometimes I were on the weekend. I used to browse, and it was a huge store. They had everything. Not just records, but they had CDs and cassette tapes, posters, magazines, DVDs. They were coming out like that. And then one day it was gone. I heard they're making a comeback, which I heard because they have a website. I remember they have a famous one in Los Angeles. They did have that. I remember when I went to England in 1998, I went on a vacation in London, of course. There was Tower Records. And I went to that store, and it was just like an American store, only, you know, you pay it by pounds. And it was kind of cool seeing that, you know, I didn't buy anything. I just browsed. So that was nice. I was there for like a couple hours, you know, just going through there. Nobody said anything. Let's see. So, you know, there's so many. Oh, there's also Peaches Records and Tapes. The one I remember was at in Fort City. Remember that? I went there during the 80s. Also, there was JR Music Shops, Camelot Music, Musicland. Oh, Musicland was, it was big. It was really big. Also, Rose Records sometimes had a, I don't know, some of them were turned or, I don't know, spin off, like called Sounds Good Record Store. Also, what's that other one? I can't think of it. Sam Goody. Yeah, they had that. Then there was Coconuts. Later on, Coconuts Music and Videos. Also, another famous record store on the South Side was Hedgewish Records. I can't say that. Hedgewish Records. That was first located in the Hedgewish neighborhood. And then it moved to Calumet City. And that one was the most popular record store of all, at that time. And then they expanded. And that was owned by Joe Santos. That was his name. I have a Facebook page of that. There is also a Facebook group. And a lot of people like that. A Cheap Trick appeared there. Van Halen made an appearance, maybe a couple. And, you know, a lot of artists do that. Also, Black Oak, Arkansas. They had an autograph session like that. So the list goes on and on and on. You know, that's so many. I remember one record store that was recently closed. Well, not recent. Maybe about 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago. It was called Remember When. That was located in Ogden Avenue on the west side. And I used to go there once in a while to browse, you know, browse records, buy some CDs. They had some rare stuff like that. And, of course, the owner retired and he just closed the store. That's how it is. But you can still find record stores today in Chicago. There is one on top of my head called Beverly Records. That's on the Beverly neighborhood on Western Avenue on the south side. And they have a lot of vinyl. I haven't been there in a long, long time, but I'd love to go there someday. I really would. Also, there was Dusty Groove. I think it's still in business. I'm not sure. There was Dave's Records. We just recently closed. That was located on the north side. And I think the other one was Jazz Record Mart. Because I think the owner died and that was closed, or maybe he sold it. I don't know exactly what happened. That's located in the near Water Tower area of Chicago. And that's all I could think of, really. There was Record City in Skokie. I used to go there when I worked in Wilmette in the early 90s. I used to stop by there. Saw that. There was one I think it's called Dog and Ear Store. It was registered in Glenview. You know, a lot of people remember that. And I think each suburb had their own record store like that. Also, there was Temple Records in Oakland. I remember that. I never visited there, but a lot of people did so. They did visit and bought album records. That's kind of cool. the list goes on and on and on, and everyone had their favorite place growing up. You know, they had their favorite place of buying records and tapes, you know, as a teenager, like me. So it's a beautiful memory. It really is. It's a beautiful memory. Okay. So that's it for this episode. I'll do a recap of what I discussed. I talk about Record Store Day and also record stores that have vanished in the Chicagoland area. I apologize for not including the ones that you remembered that I forgot. You know, there's so much area to cover. The next podcast episode will not be Tuesday. I'm going to be busy. So probably the next weekend, I'll probably have one. That'll be episode 215. We'll see what I'll discuss. And once this podcast is published, it'll be available wherever podcasts are found. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Amazon Music, and just subscribe to my podcast. Also, it'll be posted on my YouTube channel, Van Chicago Stories. And also be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, on my blog, www.vanishedchicagoland.blog. Okay. It'll be there this afternoon. It'll take time. And then you can listen anytime you want, any place you want. It is there. You can also listen to my past episodes. You subscribe. So on the YouTube channel, just subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button, and you get the latest episode. Yeah, so that's great. Okay, so this is Pete Costanza, your host for Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for listening to me. I had a great time. And bye-bye for me. And here's Ray Rayner closing the show with a little traveling music saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.